It is a miracle that I even eat blue cheese or brie. My mom was a nurse, and even though she doled out gallons of penicillin during her career, she was not a fan of any mold. One time, Dad ordered his salad with crumbled blue cheese. It came to the table, and I immediately asked why it looked the way it did. My mom said that blue cheese was a cheese that had mold on it. "But there's mold," I said. "Yes," she replied, "but it is fine to eat." The woman that avoided mold like the plague now was letting Dad eat it. Seemed like a double standard to me. It wasn't until I joined French Club that I found out about the existence of brie and camembert. Those I really liked, but one time there was a drooling, stinky cheese that smelled like sweat socks, and people were raving about how good it was. That I could not believe. Well, friends, do you know about Cambazola cheese? It's called the gateway blue cheese because its base is close to camembert, and then it has a mild gorgonzola veining throughout the cheese. When I first tried it, I didn't even think it was legal. It was lip-smacking good, luscious, creamy, and delicious on a piece of crusty bread. I couldn't believe it. All I'm saying is, if it shows up on a charcuterie board near you, you may want to try a bit. I'm Rosie Klepper, and that's my perspective.